Good morning and welcome to everyone to the first Sunday after Christmas divine service. I invite you to turn in your order of service to our opening hymn as we begin with the singing of that opening hymn.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the Sunday, December 27th, 2020 worship service at Zion Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in production of this broadcast are Bill and Diane Breen, Robert Clem, and Ken Richard. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 367, Angels from the Realms of Glory, hymn number 367 found in the Lutheran Service Book. Ron and Janet Estel are sponsoring the radio broadcast today to the glory of God in thanksgiving for sending his Son to earth to save us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation.
Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them.
Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever.
He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful.
He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever.
He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations.
The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy.
They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness.
He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the first Sunday after Christmas, is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 61st chapter, beginning at the 10th verse. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the sacrament of the altar, who receives this sacrament worthily?
Fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine outward training, but that person is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. But anyone who does not believe these words or doubts them is unworthy and unprepared. For the words, for you, require all hearts to believe.
The epistle reading from Galatians, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 4th verse. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit to the temple. And when the parents brought the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 333, Once He Came in a Blessing, number 333 found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Sermon text this morning from today's gospel reading. And there was a prophetess, Anna, and coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ of God. Amen. So when thinking of Anna, probably one of the first things we zero in on is that number 84. And, you know, I was looking at this in the past week, and, oh, it's one of those little fun things where the commentators aren't exactly so sure. Is it she was married for 7 years and then was a widow for 84 years, or was she just 84 years old? So if you go with one translation, she's 84 years old. If you go with another translation, she could be well into her 90s, even pushing 100 years old. Now, I know that's kind of an immaterial point, but it's a lot of fun to sit around and think about. But the point is that Anna is very well up there in her years. And we don't know if, you know, she had adult children who were providing, you know, for her, taking care of her. We don't know much about Anna at all. What we do know is that she was in the temple every day, and she was praying and fasting every day. She stayed in the temple till the doors were closed at night and then went home. We also know her father's name and what tribe she was from. These are the things that we do know. But we do know also that Anna was among those faithful Jewish people who were waiting for the Messiah to appear. We know that she was devout, We know that she fasted and prayed daily, and we also know that the subject of her prayers were not just general prayers, but the scripture is telling us that she is very intent on praying for the consolation of Israel to appear, the redemption of Jerusalem to appear. So we know that she, by those words, redemption of Israel, she's looking for the Messiah and praying eagerly for God to send the Messiah. We know that Anna is in that line, and perhaps one of the last, if not the last, of the Old Testament women, such as Sarah and Esther and Rahab and Ruth and Elizabeth and a host of others who held on to the promises of God, those promises of a Savior, and they implored God to send that Savior. This is the line that Anna falls into. Anna is the female counterpart to Zechariah and Simeon, and she's very much like the shepherds in the account of Jesus' birth, right? The angels appear, they send the message of who the Christ child is, they find the Christ child, they see the Christ child, they go and tell. What does Anna do? She hears Simeon proclaim who the Christ child is, she sees, and then she does what? She goes and she tells what she has seen. So very much this counterpart then again to the shepherds. So however it happened, Anna was in the temple that day. Anna was moved to be in the same place that Simeon, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus were at. And she heard the words that Simeon spoke about Jesus. A light in the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Simeon is the herald of the good news. Anna, like the shepherds, hears, and then she goes and she tells. The child of Mary, the word made flesh, will be the one to redeem Israel, would be the sum and substance of the message that this faithful woman would go and tell. Anna is also instrumental in the fulfillment of Old Testament, fulfillment of the Old Testament law. Now, what is this about? Okay. So, under Old Testament law, under Mosaic law, no person can be put to death without the testimony of two witnesses. No one shall be put to death on the testimony of one witness. If there was only Simeon saying, witnessing to who this child was, because we know what the child was born to do. We know that Jesus was born to die. We know that he was come to earth to shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. We know that he's going to die on the cross. Simeon is one witness to the death of this child. Anna is the second witness. And thus Scripture is fulfilled, that there will be always two witnesses before somebody is put to death. Two witnesses witness to who the baby Jesus now is. And that is Anna and Simeon. And they both witness to the blood that will be shed. So Simeon and Anna both saw in Jesus of Nazareth, the great Redeemer, who would pay the ransom to release his people from their spiritual bondage. However it happened, what do we know? We know that she understood fully about the child, and that she returned from seeing the child, giving thanks to God for this child, what he had done in sending the Messiah. And what did she do? She then went, and she told others like herself who were waiting for the consolation of Israel. As the shepherds, she too went, and she too told who the Christ child was. And who can say what words Anna used? We don't have them recorded for us. Who can say what her hearers understood? We don't have that recorded for us either. And who can say what she actually saw with her prophetess's eyes? But what we can say is that this faithful woman waited, right? She waited, and then she went, and she told, and she waited again. Like those before her, she waited and then she saw. We, as New Testament Christians, have that flipped upside down. We see first, and then we wait. We see first, and we wait. And while we wait, what do? We go and we tell. And so Anna is a good example, not only for all Christians, but very specifically for all of the women who are here with us today. An example to all the Christian women who still to this day follow in her footsteps. Because what have you women here today done? Women here today have seen, right? You are baptized into Christ. You have seen the Christ child. You have seen the Savior. You have seen the Messiah. And with the eyes of faith, you have seen your Savior. And have you kept this to yourself? The answer to that is a resounding no. You have not kept that to yourself. Indeed, you have gone and you have told others who wait. And who did you begin with first? The first ones you began with, more than likely, were your own children. Your own children that you began to tell of the Christ child. How often did you read the stories of the Bible to your children as they were in their beds or in their cradles? How often did you encourage your sons to the faith of Daniel and David? And how often did you encourage your daughters to the faith of Ruth and Mary and Martha? You speak the words of Christ to them. You speak the words of the Bible to them. You tell them of the disciples and of the disciples' bold preaching. You women who are here today, you young girls who sit at your mother's feet, yours is a most holy and most faithful lineage. You are like Mary's mother. Because who taught Mary to be faithful? Whose feet did Mary sit at? Both her parents, yes, but it is clear that Mary, the mother of Jesus, had a very faithful mother herself, who was an example to Mary. How did the young pastor Timothy come to faith? St. Paul is very clear about this. St. Paul writes, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that first dwelt in your grandmother Lois, and then your mother Eunice, and I am sure now dwells in you as well. How from childhood you have been acquainted with the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ." Who did Timothy learn the Scriptures from? Timothy learned them from his grandmother and his mother. They, like you ladies here today, follow in the footsteps of Anna. Women make up the majority of our Sunday school teachers. It was the women of this congregation who made sure that there was an online Sunday school program put on this year. You have God-given faith, and like Anna, you serve as Sunday school teachers. You have served as Sunday school helpers, VBS helpers. You have gone to Camp Silka. You have been junior counselors there. You have put your faith in action, doing the things that faithful women do. You have taught Sunday school. You have spoken of Jesus to all of those children, teaching our children to wait on the redemption of Jesus Christ, teaching the children to wait for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our organist, our pianist, are both women who through their talents do the very exact same thing that Anna has done, using God-given talents to point others to the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. And in so many other ways, our women serve at school, on school boards and teaching and committees, and here at church in the same capacities, in front of the people and behind the scenes, our women continue to serve. Where would we be without all of our faithful women? We would be spiritually poor without them, and that is absolutely true. Ladies, you are no second-class citizens. You are heirs of the light that has come into the world. You are heirs of the riches of the kingdom of God. You are daughters of the King. You are the faithful tellers of the glories of your God. And so I ask you to continue. Continue, be you a young girl or a grown woman, a matron or a maid. Continue to your old age and wait. Because you have seen the consolation of Israel. You have seen the redemption of God's faithful people in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so, dear ladies, I encourage you today, wait for His return. And as you wait, be like your spiritual mother Anna and go and tell. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. Dear God, our Father, we give you thanks this day for the faithful daughters of Eve in our midst. These women are our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our wives, our daughters. Our women, like Anna, have seen and have told of what they have seen in the Christ. Keep, we pray you, O God, our women and our girls in the true faith, making them lights to our family, until they come to the light of heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Lord Jesus Christ, hear us as we pray for all those we name in our hearts, those known to you who battle illness and sicknesses. We ask you to grant them health and healing in their flesh and strength into their souls, so that weak or strong, they may say in all confidence, Thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Continue, O God, to be the consolation of those who mourn, especially Wilma Miller and her family as they grieve the death of Bob. Grant them the confidence of baptismal faith and the hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Dear Jesus, as Anna prayed to see you, the consolation of Israel, so too do we pray that we would see you. We beg of you, come swiftly. Bring us from this veil of tears and sorrow to yourself in the power and the glory of your second advent. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. Please be seated for our musical interlude.
You have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live, or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on weekends at 10 and 5 and on weekdays at 8 and 5. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. For more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for the singing of the offertory. In your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty God, grant to your church your Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the consolation of your name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is number 702, My Faith Looks Up to Thee, hymn number 702 found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
One announcement, just a reminder this morning that New Year's Eve service will be 6:30 New Year's Eve, and that'll be online only, Facebook Live service only, no in-person services. So 6:30 New Year's Eve, if you want to turn in on Facebook. And also, just once again, love to reiterate my thanks, and hopefully in a small way bear up all the women of the congregation who serve in so many and so different ways. You know, as I look around, there's Sunday school teachers, there's VBS helpers, there's altar guild people, there's LWML members, there's organists in training, our organist, junior counselors at Camp Sokol. All of these different ways that our faithful women put their faith into action, and more ways than I could even begin to count. And God has blessed Zion in so many ways through your service. And may the Lord continue to bless you through that service. In Christ's name, amen. Now depart in peace and joy, and serve your Lord with gladness. Amen.